Before I begin this morning, I'd like to greet the mothers who are here this morning. This is Mother's Day, and we would like to wrap you all up like in one of those blankets that are by you. God cares for you especially. And what a blessing it is to have a Christian mother to witness in the name of Jesus, to care for us and pray for us and be a very special gift that God provides for us here on earth. When I say mothers pray for us, they do. And I miss my mother, although I guess she must be praying for me yet today too. From the throne of God, praying in the name of Jesus, as so beautifully mentioned in that hymn we just sang. Did you know there were that many names for Jesus? And they are throughout the Bible. That brings us to the gospel lesson for today. And the gospel lesson that I'd like to recognize is in verse 11 of John 17, where it reads, I will remain in the world no longer, but they are still in the world, and I'm coming to you, Holy Father. Protect them by the power of your name, the name you gave me. All right, so we're back to the name of Jesus. That name of Jesus, that means redeemer and lover and caretaker of his people. John 17, the gospel lesson for today, is what we call Jesus' high priestly prayer. And this text comes in a very unique place. A unique place between Ascension, that was last Thursday, and Pentecost, next Sunday. It indicates what Jesus is doing between the time he ascended into heaven until the time he will come back to be with us and call us to himself eternally in heaven. Jesus is Lord. Jesus is special. Not because we make him special. This prayer recorded by the Apostle John in his Gospel, he preserved some of the most memorable words of our Lord in his ministry. Recognizing that that he was the Savior, not just of him personally, but all of us. I refer back to the very last verse of chapter 16. These are Jesus' words that took place just before his arrest in the garden. I have told you these things so that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have trouble, but take heart. I have overcome the world. What a wonderful promise of Jesus. And it came just before those soldiers came in to arrest him. John records the high priestly prayer spoken out loud in the presence of his disciples before he was arrested. And obviously that made an impression on John. First, Jesus addresses the Father, thanking him for placing him into the world and giving him this work to do. No one else would ever do it. No one could ever do it except the Son of God. So God, in his loving kindness, sent Jesus down into the world, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, crucified, died, and was buried, and on the third day rose again. Jesus said, thank you for giving me that opportunity to love my people. Second, Jesus prays for his disciples, soon to be apostles. He sent them out into the world to carry out the message of salvation. As you receive it today, your hearts wide open to the chance that God would touch you through your baptism and the means of grace and mark you as special people of his word. Jesus' disciples listened to him. because they were the words of the Father. You see, Jesus cares about his own and encourages them, not just while he was with them, but now even his presence among us. So then Jesus respects that what he had told his disciples before, but now continuing throughout all time. Once more, verse 11, I remain in the world no longer, but they're still in the world. That's us. And what a difficult world it is. The same world that was difficult at the time of Jesus is even more difficult today. Oh, we have all kinds of technologies that seem to make our life easier. But those technologies don't help us. They don't bless us like God in his word always did. Would you not recognize the love of Jesus Christ if he were here personally sitting in the pew with you? Well, he is here today personally. Not just in his word, but in his body and blood on the altar that he gave to enrich us, to encourage us, and to bless us. Would you not recognize him? The disciples said, I want you to stay with me always. One point they even wanted to hold on to him, and he said, don't hold on to me. They wanted him to be there because if someone was sick, he would heal them, like he did in so many of his miracles. When they were hungry, he would feed them, like he did when he fed the 4,000 and the 5,000. The disciples were looking for something that was almost impossibly good. Or maybe they could always catch fish, even on the opener, on whatever lake they went, and he would fill the net. But no, Jesus said, I'm going away, but I will be with them spiritually, even as he is with us today. Jesus knew they would be remaining in a troubled and dangerous world where there are threats of terrorism, foreign aggression, economic uncertainty, and health situations that you and I have to face every day. Yes, our world is dangerous, but recognize that Jesus promised his Holy Spirit, and that Spirit would remain with us. Then he sends us next Sunday in Pentecost. He empowers us with that Spirit that says, go and tell your neighbors, your family, your co-workers, those you go to school with. Tell them that Jesus loves them too. Be a witness to the world to protect one another against that world that's so dangerous. To protect our families, we install home security systems, airbags and seatbelts in our cars. We take advantage of immunizations and self-defense programs. And God says, I protect you. I protect you every day with your faith. And so mothers, share it with your children. Oh, they're not in the home anymore. In fact, I've got more grandchildren than I ever had children. But God needs to be with them as well. One of my grandchildren, an adopted one, was received into my son and daughter-in-law's home as an infant. Unfortunately, she was a crack baby. And that manifested itself when she got to be 14 years old and now has to be totally watched every single day in an institution. She's told us that she doesn't want to live, but we pray for her. We pray that that same Spirit that Jesus promised his disciples, I will never leave you, will be hers. And she will be taken into the arms of God at her own time and his. God bless and keep you, moms. Pray for your children. Be an example to them. Wrap them in the love of Jesus like one of those quilts. And let them know that you never forget them. Jesus' promise was sure. Next Sunday we celebrate the Pentecost. But that Pentecost Spirit is with us every day of our lives. And when we think about that, glorify him in Jesus' name, now and always. Amen. And now may the peace of God that surpasses all human understanding keep your hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus, our living and loving Lord. Amen.